What's the impact of this drone strike and others in terms of the Yemeni population?
I actually went down there 6 days after that strike happened. I spoke to a lot of the families who'd lost family members. I spoke to some of the survivors as well. And I think the big problem, particularly in instances like that, where you have a large number of civilian casualties, is the total wall of silence that it's met with by Washington. There is no admittance that an error has been made. It's left to the Yemeni government to then pick up the pieces, to try and mediate with the local tribes. I mean, there was fighting every night down there in that area where that drone strike happened, between whether it was Ansar al-Sharia or local tribes, even the local people didn't know, and the military, as a direct result of that drone strike, because people were angry about it. And when there's this kind of wall of silence from Washington, you've got this slightly ridiculous situation in Yemen at the moment where the government has been willing now to admit when they've killed civilians. For example, in the last couple of weeks, there were tribesmen who were killed in Sana'a that the government claimed were al-Qaeda originally. They then came out with a statement just a few days ago and admitted that they were civilians, that they were not al-Qaeda. In return, al-Qaeda themselves, when they carried out an operation in December and they killed civilians, they put out a video release saying, we're sorry, we killed civilians, this shouldn't have happened, we're going to offer compensation. So you've got the Yemeni government willing to admit when they've done wrong, al-Qaeda on the other side. But in the middle, when Washington does this or the Americans are responsible, there's nothing. There's a wall of silence.